Lord be with you. Good morning. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks for joining me this Wednesday morning to start our day together with the Word of God and prayer. Our psalm this morning, Psalm 118, verses 19 through 25. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading today is from Luke chapter 19, verses 29 through 48. When Jesus drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, you shall say this: The Lord has need of it." So those who were sent away and found it, just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day that the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. They will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, hope you can join us for the daily lectionary coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. We'll study with Pastor Jeffrey Webb at Celebration Lutheran Church in St. John's, Florida. We'll take a look at that text in Luke 19. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk with Rich Robertson from Lutheran Church Extension Fund about what's going on with LCEF. Hope you can join us for that as well. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
I use the Catechism every day, and the more I use the book, the more I thirst to learn more from it. You can deny me all things, but leave me my small catechism. These words from a pastor in Kenya show just how much Christians around the world treasure the Lutheran books that have been translated into their languages by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Learn how you can take part in providing catechisms for people living in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Madagascar at lhfmissions.org.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
This is By the Way. Well, I don't know where you are in life, but I've met quite a few people in their 40s and 50s and beyond who have said they still haven't quite figured out what they want to do when they grow up. Most of us find ourselves never completely satisfied. There's nothing wrong with trying to better ourselves, but complaining about our circumstances is a waste of good energy. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament of the Bible said, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength." Well, I'd like to grow up to have that kind of attitude. This is By the Way.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 7:30, and it is time for our guest conversation this morning. Joining me in studio, Rich Robertson, President and CEO, Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Rich, welcome back to His Time.
Andy, great to be here. Thank you.
I was trying to figure out what your title means at LCEF this morning, and I figured out what CEO stands for.
Yes.
Chief Encouragement Officer.
Ah, very nice.
After talking, you know, with some of the employees of LCEF recently and all the nice things they had to say about you, I was like, you know what? This guy is very encouraging. And I always enjoy our conversations. You're always very encouraging. So
it's very nice of you.
Can I give you that new title? Is that okay?
You know, that's quite an honor. But I want you to know the folks there at LCEF are also incredibly encouraging to me. And they motivate me to do what I do. And I just really appreciate them for all the work and commitment and passion that they have for their work.
Absolutely. They are great folks. I won't tell you the rest of the things they said about you.
Great. We'll leave it at that.
How are you doing?
You know, I am great. Despite the fact that today here in St. Louis early, there's a whole bunch of fog out there. Today is the wedding anniversary of myself and Cindy Robertson, and we're celebrating 31 years together today. And what a great day and what a great 31 years I've had with a lovely young lady. And it's just a real special day for me.
Well, congratulations to you and Cindy. And and that's quite an accomplishment for her. No, I met Cindy last year, and she is just delightful. And you two are a wonderful couple. And it was nice to get to spend some time with you during the National Student Marketing Competition last year. So congratulations on 31 years.
Thank you.
And LCEF, what's going on with LCEF? This is hard to believe, but I'm sure some people listening today may not know what LCEF is.
Well, you know, if you go back to the original time or the origination of LCEF, you got to go back as far as 1902, because that's the year in which really the idea of church extension began to evolve. You know, it's back then in which two congregations, specifically in the Connecticut area, wanted to facilitate the establishment of a new church in a neighboring community. So what they did is they pooled funds together from the membership of both congregations, mm-hmm. and essentially lent those funds to that neighboring congregation so it could actually start up. And that really is the start of what church extension is all about.
I was always curious what that extension meant.
Well, you know, that's exactly it. Extending the kingdom, extending the gospel, extending our church body to be able to share all the good news. Mm-hmm. And essentially, what happened after that is people saw the value of providing funds through either investments and lending, if you would. And then each district started to have their own, shall we say, church extension fund. And that went on for quite some time. So essentially, throughout the entire network of districts within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, everyone essentially had their own church extension. And while it was highly valuable, the fact of the matter is it was also inefficient because there's a lot of duplications mm-hmm. of work and all. So actually in 1978, in convention, it was established that this organization called the Lutheran Church Extension Fund had the opportunity of taking in those church extension funds that wanted to be part of a more global organization and benefit, if you would, from the critical mass of a large organization. So beginning in 1978 through today, we have a total of 29 out of the 35 districts church extension funds. There still are several that are independent, that do very well, and they're great partners with LCEF. But by and large, we have the largest amount, clearly, with 29 districts. And that represents, by the way, assets in excess of $1.8 billion.
And so what is the work of LCEF today?
You know, as I talked to you, it started off by lending and by investments. And clearly, that's still a very big part of what we do. But what we've found over the years is various niches to help support and go alongside ministries of our church body. So, for example, we've got a group within LCEF called Ministry Support. I believe Max Biesenthal has been here and has talked to you in the past. And essentially, that group has a whole series of supporting organizations. You know, for example, if I were looking at the startup of a new school or a startup of a congregation, I'd want to know demographics. Well, we've got all kinds of demographic tools that we share with congregations and with schools. Then there's architectural design that needs to kind of come into play. And we've got a team of people that are essentially architects all around the country. I think there's about 25 of them that are committed to sharing their insights as to what is best, kind of look at plans, and by the way, at nominal costs, and give insights as before the building process perhaps starts. Then there's also the opportunity of raising funds that exists through an organization that we have, that Capital Funding Services, that has very talented individuals that come in and share biblically how the best approaches and kind of talks with congregations and helps define, if you would, the need. And then ongoing, Vision Path is another part of our ministry support group that helps congregations further define their mission and ministry within the local communities. So those are just some of the examples, if you would. And then we also have a whole series of third parties that we work with, that when we don't have people internally specifically, what we can do is assist in other areas through the third parties that we have wonderful working relationships with as well. So we want to be more holistic. It's not just all about the money. It's not all about the lending. It's really going alongside and being the partner in ministry in as many ways as possible. And we also use other agencies that exist within Synod, like Concordia Plan Services. We have a very close relationship with them as well. So we try to leverage, if you would, all of the resources that exist internally within our church body.
You mentioned Max earlier, Max Biesenthal, and we're setting up a time for Max to come over and share some stories with us from Laborers for Christ. So we hope to do that in the near future on Faith and Family.
And there's really great things going on there. As we've gone into a partnership with Bethesda, you know, we're still in the early phases and we're kind of learning as we kind of walk these phases. But it has the potential of being just really impactful in many different ways, not just them working on the projects of Bethesda, but really becoming part of their community. And what a wonderful thing. The folks at Laborers are very special people. And when they go into communities, it's not all about construction. It's really about sharing within the congregation, being part of the congregation, and really uplifting them in many different ways. So we look forward to the furthering of the relationship with Bethesda as well.
Yeah, Laborers of Christ is doing some great stuff with Bethesda Lutheran Communities.
It really is.
And Bethesda is just doing, I mean, it's a great partnership. They're doing some neat stuff too. Did you hear that about Bethesda College? They have their first graduating class at Concordia, Wisconsin this year?
Oh, I did not. That's great.
They've been running the Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia, Wisconsin, and so they have their first graduating class. So congratulations to them. We're going to talk with them soon, too. But they are a great partnership. What a great way to match up the gifts of Bethesda with Laborers for Christ and see some of those projects come to fruition. So I'm looking forward to talking with Max about that in the future. So the work of LCEF today is very much so about the work of the church, supporting the work of the church, helping us be good stewards of the resources that we have so that we can do the work that, that we've been given to do in our communities.
The, you know, one of the things I didn't mention, Andy, is as we kind of looked at our charter and what we're allowed to do based on the charter that has been granted to us, over the years we also found a way to assist our rostered church workers. Mm-hmm. And essentially what we have is we have the opportunity of lending to them, whether it's for their mortgages or whether it's a consolidated loan. And one of the things that is special about that is that we understand kind of the complexity of being a rostered church worker. And it's not the same as being in the secular environment. So what it does is it gives this, the rostered church worker the opportunity to discuss things with us that they probably wouldn't be understood beyond the rostered church worker community, if you would. So we've got a very large portfolio today of rostered church worker loans that we're very proud of because we want to assist. We want to be there for our rostered church workers that are doing incredible work worldwide. So that has been a huge component in recent years of the additions of LCEF beyond just lending to congregations and providing resources, and then also the investments that people make with us.
I've made use of those. They're great. The great loans. My first home used the LCEF, and I have to say that when I went to close to the closing, the title company said, "These Lutherans are great. We've never worked with a lender like this before. They are just so nice." Yeah.
And the good news is because of our new association with the Lutheran Federal Credit Union, we're going to be able to expand that because today we only can operate in 16 states. And with our association with the Lutheran Federal Credit Union, we're going to open it up to all 50 states probably in the next 6 months. So everyone that's in those other states know that we're counting on getting involved very shortly with you so that you can be part of the broader Rostered Church Worker Loan Program that we have.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning Lutheran Federal Credit Union, too. They're up and running, and
they are.
And get to talk about them here on His Time. They're partners here on the Daily Lectionary during the 8 o'clock hour, too. So
that's great.
We're happy for them. So not too long ago, the National Student Marketing Competition, we covered that on Faith and Family, got to talk with some of the students from the Concordia Universities and talked with Becca Jones about that. What's your take on the National Student Marketing Competition? You get a fun job with that each year.
I do, and this was the fifth year since we started this competition. So, you know, the reason why we started is 5-6 years ago when we started looking at the opportunities to work closer with other agencies, other components of our church body, we were trying to understand how can we attract younger interest into the Lutheran Church Extension Fund family. So somebody had a bright idea. Why don't we ask them? and we said, well, how do we do that? Well, why don't we form a competition within our Concordia University system, a marketing one, and give them a case study, which is relevant to us, and see kind of what they come up with. Well, the first year, they were just incredible. The ideas that they came up with, they were very candid. They told us, you know, LCEF, you all think social media is all about texting. That's not social media. you need to get involved in social media in a much different way. And they shared with us the different ways. And they said, you know, you need to kind of establish a department and all that kind of stuff. And I will tell you, we took them for what the value that they shared with us and created a social media department within LCEF. And it has been just skyrocketing since that start. And it's enormously valuable. It gives us an opportunity to communicate. And clearly, there's a younger component that is certainly more active on the social media side. And in fact, we're noticing that an increase in our investor base. And by and large, it is at a younger level than where it had been, which is exactly what we wanted to kind of create the opportunity for. So that's just one example of the kind of thing. So each year we give them a case study and they're competing. And the first year, I think we had three Concordias. The second year, I think we had five. Then we had 7. And then the fourth year we had 9. And then this past year we had 9 as well. And they clearly see that it is an opportunity mm-hmm. for them as well. They come here to the IC after a couple months of work on their case study. 5 of them come here. We bring them here with a sponsor. And they come in their Sunday best. And they're presenting to about 100 people their concepts. And then we have a panel of judges that come from both the secular and also from the LCMS world. And it is just phenomenal to see the intensity of these individuals and the type and quality of information that they're providing to us. And it has been just delightful. I've chosen not to be a judge. I've chosen to only be kind of the champion of the students. So what I do is go around to the different groups and kind of cheer them on and let them know not to get too nervous and let them know, just look at that judge in the eye and so on and so forth. And so different things. And it is so rewarding. This past year, by the way, in fact, the one that just ended, we were very surprised that the traditional ones that had done so well continued to do so well, but some of them that had kind of been challenged in recent years stepped up to the occasion. And we were so happy that in third place was Concordia St. Paul. Second place was Concordia College of New York. And then first place was Concordia, Texas. And we also video everything so that we can capture all of the ideas, and that over the course of a year, we constantly look at them and say, okay, well, what did they say? What was the idea? So their value to us is enormous, I want you to know. And we are just so thankful for the partnership we have with the Concordias, and it really brings to life a lot of things for us at LCEF.
They do, the students really do take this very seriously. They take it just like they would if they were working with a client, in the commercial world, in the rest of the world. And I had the privilege of being on the panel last year, and it sounded really fun at first. It was fun. But this was tough because the students really brought some really good content. They put a lot of work into this and brought a lot of good ideas, and that made it difficult as a judge because you had so much to consider. So I know that the judges have their work cut out for them when they do that each year. Congratulations to the winning teams this year. You said Concordia, Texas, first
Correct.
Place. Second place, Concordia, New York.
Correct.
And third place, Concordia, St. Paul.
St. Paul, right. And I've got to tell you, the kids, and I say kids, these young adults, when they come through here, and we do it at the IC, not at the LCF offices, they're a little taken back by being here at the IC. They didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And one or two of them always come up to me every year and say, this isn't a bad little place. He says, I could work here, actually. And it's just great to see that attitude and enthusiasm
sure.
about their church body. That's something that they would not have seen mm-hmm. had they not been part of this competition. So a real wonderful, wonderful time. Welcome anybody that's listening that wants to be here for it. We have an open door for this. And you heard that Andy was a judge last year. Just because he wasn't one this year didn't mean that he did not do a good job last year.
Well, you keep that
panel rotating.
We
always rotate new. That's correct.
Right, so that you get some just different perspectives in on that panel. So.
You bet.
Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. We're talking with Rich Robertson from Lutheran Church Extension Fund. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
When Paul says in Galatians 3:28, there is no male and female, is he saying that women can be pastors? Live Wednesday afternoon on Issues Etc. We'll continue our series Responding to Liberal Proof Text with Dr. Andrew Das. We'll also get an update on the November elections with journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Pastors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, the workers few." If you are a pastor with a Master's of Divinity degree under age 42 and hunger to make a difference, the church needs you, a shepherd of Christ, a chaplain in the United States military. To find out more, go to lcmschaps at lcms.org or Facebook, Ministry of the Armed Forces.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates in studio with Rich Robertson from Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Always a good time when we have too much fun when you come over and visit in studio. I'm going to have to come over to your office and create a ruckus over there sometime. We'll bring the program over there. We'll bring the remote equipment, and we'll come do the program from your office some morning.
You're more than welcome.
Well, a number of things that we've already talked about, and you've got some things coming up in the near future as well. But before we get to some of the upcoming events, I think we talked about smart loans in the past. What are smart loans? How do they work? Who can they be helpful to?
Right. The idea behind smart loans was to assist, especially the educational component of our synod, and it was a way of giving loans at low interest rates. In fact, and part of it is no interest rates, so that we can kind of improve technology. But that was not just the only reason for doing it, but that was really the focus at the very beginning, if you would. So, for example, as we look at a smart loan, it's a short-term loan for schools that have that has no interest for the first 12 months, and can be used for other important needs such as security systems. They could use it for energy efficiency replacements, and perhaps even transportation needs. So while technology was the focus of it originally, mm-hmm. it also has the other components, if you would, to allow for the schools to enhance some of the things that they have already going on within those schools, and to also to make sure that they remain competitive in their environment. As we know, city and states offer the public school system a lot of funding, and sometimes our educational brothers and sisters are more challenged, and this gives an access to funds at a very low cost, and that was the whole idea behind the whole smart loan. And we've seen some great results on that. You know, again, as I point out, it involves upgrades of security system, it involves upgrades as it relates to transportation, and clearly of technology. You know, there's some schools that have used them for iPads for certain mm-hmm. classes, if you would, and kind of enhancing computer systems that they might have. That was particularly evident in at Holy Cross School in Wichita, Kansas, where they used it for some of those purposes. So it's a great tool. It's available. And if it's needed, LCEF has that capability of supporting.
As a parent, listening to all those things you mentioned that this loan can help with, and thinking about my son, you know, attending Lutheran schools, those are all things that I know many other parents are, you know, consider when looking at a school, security and safety, technology. Is my child going to be prepared to use technology after, you know, is he going to be able to use technology in his job or in his education? That's kind of the standard for where he is. And don't want him to be behind on that, you know, being,
absolutely.
You know, adapting to that technology, using it and being comfortable with it. So those are all things. Of course, a Christ-centered education is obviously what we're looking for most, but these things that you mentioned enable schools who provide this Christ-centered education to also do these things to have these things that are important to parents today as well.
You bet. And it's not like, you know, we're happy that we have to all spend those kind of funds for security systems. Sure. And all that, but they're the realities of today.
Right.
And again, to remain competitive, you've got to make sure that you have those systems in place. And we're just making it more affordable mm-hmm. for some of our institutions to do just that. And I just want to highlight that anyone that has a question regarding a smart loan, just go to our website, www.lcef.org, and in the search bar, just put in smart loan and you'll get the information associated with it, or just call one of our info reps. Our info reps are spectacular. These ladies have all the answers, and they truly are delightful, delightful people to talk to. So 800-843-5233, those are our info reps, and I would encourage you to talk to any one of them. They're great.
You know, I haven't called them in a while. There for a while, I think they recognized my voice because I was calling so frequently. Didn't even have to ask who it was. So I was calling so frequently. They are very nice. Well, you've got some, LCEF has some traveling coming up this summer, like many organizations and groups. Where is LCEF headed this summer?
Well, we've always been active with the youth gathering. That this year is going to be held, as everyone knows, in New Orleans. LCEF has been kind of the organization that has the ability to provide a bank-like facility, a mobile bank-like facility at the youth gathering. And in years past, you know, it was used a lot with gift checks and all that. That was what a lot of the children mm-hmm. and kids brought with them for their spending money, and they'd come and they'd cash it and all. Today, gift cards are widely used. And there's also a need at times for transfer of funds or the giving of funds to the teams that are brought down there by and essentially they're in need of cash. So what we do is we provide this mobile banking capability, and we try to make it a little bit more than just a banking kind of environment. What we do is try to have some fun, some games, and we try to do some education, if you would, associated with it. So LCEF has played that role over the years, and we will continue to play. It's our way of giving back to the youth of the LCMS by providing the service. Essentially, it's free service to them. We don't have any extra charges because we do this. But it's something that we feel is important, and it still remains to be important for those that are in attendance, the many thousands of youth mm-hmm. that are joining us at that convention. So we'll be down there, and we also have perhaps maybe even a little surprise during the actual event itself. We're working on something that could be really, really special, but I can't tell you right now what that is.
Not even me?
No, but it means I'll give you a hint. It involves something out of this world.
Something out of this world.
Correct. That's it. That's all I can say.
Are you involved in this surprise?
I am. Yes, I am.
So great. National Youth Gathering, how about the LCMS convention in Milwaukee?
You bet. And LCEF always is there for the entire time of the convention. We're there in many different ways. We like to host breakfasts for the delegates through the districts, and I think many of the districts will find that we will be a participant one of the mornings with them during their breakfast. Not only that, and it gives us an opportunity to share our stories, share a little bit about some of the things that we're doing, and also hearing some of the things that we need to do. So it's kind of a two-way street. The other things that we do is we've got a booth there in the vendor area, so it gives people an opportunity to talk to us and kind of, again, highlight to us some of the things that we're doing right and also learn from mm-hmm. them and some of the things that we're missing and we could perhaps create other opportunities for. And then just being on the convention floor. I mean, we're there, our leadership team, many of us are in attendance. But probably the thing that most people know about us for at the convention is what we do on Sunday night. It's Sunday on Sundays. And what it's all about is we have an ice cream social that we have for all the delegates and all 1,000 plus or more that come. We're there. We're welcoming them. We have an opportunity to talk to many of them. There's no presentation or anything. It just is all about kind of sharing a good evening. The Sundays aren't bad. There's plenty of ice cream and plenty of condiments. So we're excited about sharing that on the first Sunday of the convention.
Just about 30 seconds left. How can we find out more about Lutheran Church Extension Fund?
Well, you can call me. But probably the best people to talk to, though, are the info reps. Let me give you, again, that phone number, because they're the ones that can really answer your questions. 800-843-5233 or lcef.org.
lcef.org, 1-800-843-5233. Rich, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming over this morning and spending some time here on His Time with me.
Great. Thanks so much, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.